Unemployment numbers are coming out in just about an hour, and of course, unemployment is bad for everyone. But in Washington, the Congressional Black Caucus has special concerns. The last numbers released in November showed unemployment was at 10.2% nationally, but 15.7% in the African American community. Joining us is Representative Barbara Lee. She represents California. She's also chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congresswoman Lee, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you.
Congresswoman, of course, the Congressional Black Caucus has been having a bit of a clash with the White House over how to handle unemployment in the black community. But before we get to that, I would like you to put your face and your numbers on how unemployment and the faltering economy is affecting the black communities that you and the other CBC members represent.
Sure, and let me say that I don't believe there's been a clash with the White House on any issue. We're working with the White House to try to address these huge disparities in terms of unemployment, health care, education, all of the issues that historically we've had to address in the African American community. We have an unprecedented opportunity now to really help turn this around and ensure that there's equal opportunity for all. So I want to reaffirm the fact there's no clash with the White
House.
There was some
tough talk from your colleague Maxine Waters the other day, but
let me say we're working with some new ideas that we're putting forward, and we're asking all who have the influence and power to accept these ideas that are new. We want change, and so we're talking with the White House and with our leadership about some of our ideas on how we want to move forward to ensure the economic security of the African American community. When you look at, as you said, the unemployment rate, and we have new numbers coming out today, over 15% in the black community. Now, that's just outrageous, and that's those who are being counted. When you look at our young people, the unofficial unemployment rate is about 40%. I think the official unemployment rate is 29%. When you look at the fact that these financial institutions targeted minority communities. They targeted the black community and the Latino community with these scam subprime loans. Then it's very important for us as members of the Congress and as members of the Congressional Black Caucus who represents these constituents to find ways, new ways, to try to help turn this around.
Now, as you try to find those new ways, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus, the next opportunity to do this will be the financial regulation overhaul bill. You mentioned predatory lending and some of the predatory practices that affected the black community. The other day, as that bill was being marked up in committee, several of your members of the Congressional Black Caucus walked out of that vote. And as Maxine Waters said to us the other day, enough is enough. She's saying there will be demands for the African American communities that you all represent on the floor. What are you all looking for,
well,
and how is this going to come to a head?
First of all, this bill is moving to the floor, and the members of the Financial Services Committee have made a major impact in terms of adding good provisions to this bill that would help the bill's focus more toward those on Main Street rather than Wall Street. So it's important to understand that members on that committee did a fine job in making sure that bill.
But they're looking for a lot more, though.
It's addressed in a big way.
It's clear they're looking for more.
Let me just say, we have a jobs bill coming up.
Right.
And as chair of the Black Caucus, I appointed a task force on jobs. What we are looking at now is, again, creative ways, new ways to address the unemployment rate in the in our communities of color, not only the black community, the Latino community, the Asian community, every community that has high rates of unemployment. It's our job to be that voice of conscience and to come up with new ways to do this. For example, we're looking at job training in this bill. We want to make sure that constituents, people in our country who have never had the education and training and the requisite skills required for these new technological jobs, and for instance, in the green industry, we have to have people trained for those jobs. Industry is going to be creating those jobs. We're working with the administration on federal funding to create and to spur investment for these companies.
Are you going to push to have U.S. funds, treasury funds, deposited in minority-owned banks? That they made a big deal out of that the other day.
It's very important to understand that taxpayer dollars went to bail out Wall Street, bailed out big banks. We have to ensure that there's parity and that there's equal participation in our TARP funding and in all of our federal dollars by everyone, by minority banks, by small banks, by women-owned banks and businesses. And so what we're saying is there must be a level playing field. We cannot use taxpayer dollars to only infuse capital into the large financial institutions. You must do this with our smaller institutions, and we have minority institutions that are as capable and as qualified to lend to small businesses which create jobs in communities of color. And so we want some parity and equal opportunity there, and that's what we're talking about. And I think that the numbers show that the statistics show that the TARP funding and also much of the economic recovery funding has not trickled down yet to those institutions which are on the ground and which will help spur the economy. I mean,
all right,
we're all in this together, so we have to have minority institutions at the table just as other institutions
are. Well, that's your takeaway. We're all in this together, and as the economy affects the entire nation, the Congressional Black Caucus is looking for more focus on African-American communities and African-American banks. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus who represents California, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Good to be with you.
Although, really, the problem is it's not going to be solved by a jobs bill. A lot of the recent studies show that the disparity in jobs for minority communities is because they're segregated away from the areas that have the most jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can't solve that with a bill in Congress.
That's right.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.